Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. We've been discussing that if you had a community of people in a courtyard and they want to make an Erev, and then one Jew, decides that he doesn't want to participate, he can ruin it for the whole team. So we said that if he nullifies his Rishus, if he does a Bittul Rishus, and he just lets the people of the neighborhood use his domain, so then even though he doesn't want to participate, as long as he nullified his own courtyard and his own home, then they could actually make the Erev. So now we're going to discuss at what point does the nullification have to be done. From when does the Mavatil, the one who doesn't want to participate, but at the same time doesn't want to ruin it for everybody, so at what point does he have to be Mavatil Rishus to just nullify his home and nullify his courtyard in order that he should be Batil to the rest of the people so they could make the Erev? It's got to be an Erev Shabbos. But when Shabbos kicks in, you can't do a Bittul Rishus. Even once it gets dark, not only can you do the Bittul Rishus on Erev Shabbos, but even once it gets dark and it's Shabbos, you can do the Bittul Rishus as well. And the Gemara explains the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is that according to Beis Shammai, when one makes a Bittul Rishus, he nullifies his domain, his home, his courtyard. So it's like he's making a Kinyan Rishus. It's as if he's making some kind of acquisition. And you can't make an acquisition, you can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. Therefore, they say he's got to do it before Shabbos. Whereas Beis Hillel say that no, he's not making any acquisition when he nullifies Rishus. He's just histalkusa yishala adam rishusa. He's just removing himself from his domain. That's not a positive action, it's just a passive. He's removing himself from his domain. That's not deemed a kinyan, it's not deemed an acquisition. And therefore, they can do it even on Shabbos, and this is the reason between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What about Mishan Asan Rishus, so one who gives his Rishus? He makes a Bittul Rishus, he nullifies his courtyard to his neighbors, and his neighbors say, great, now we can make the Erev. But then, Vahotzi, he goes out and takes out his utensils into his courtyard before the rest of the group makes a chazaka, before they make him a chazaka on this guy's courtyard. So he says, hey, you guys use my courtyard, and before they start setting up shop there or doing something to show that it's theirs, they don't have to really set up shop. They just have to do something to show, okay, now it's the community's. Before they get to do anything, even, you know, put a little sign up, he goes ahead and puts out his utensils. So Bain Bishogeg, whether this individual put his utensils out by mistake, for example, he forgot that he did the Bittul to begin with. Bain Bemazed, whether he retracted from the Bittul that he wanted to do, and he says, you know what? Let me go put these Kelim out there and show that, you know, I don't want them I don't want to be Mevatel Marshus anymore. Hareza Oser, he prohibits on the neighbors to start carrying in the neighborhood, and the Erev will not work. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir, who prohibits even the case of a shogeg. Why? Gzeira, because of the case of the mazed. In order that people shouldn't make a mistake that, hey, the mazed case is, the people will think, hey, the shogeg case, the accidental case is permitted. Maybe the mazed case, the intentional case is also permitted. So whether this guy said, okay, I'm nullifying my rishus, and then he took out utensils, whether it was by accident because he forgot he did the nullification, whether he did it on purpose because he wanted to show he wanted to retract and not give the people of the community the right to take over his domain, doesn't matter what the case is, he always prohibits the case, and therefore we look at it as if the individual never really did a bittul on his rishus, and they can't make an erev. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, b'mezid, yeah, if he did it on purpose, then it's oser, he'll prohibit on the dwellers over there to start carrying in the courtyard, and they can't make an erev. Because the moment he takes out his utensils, he shows that he retracts from that which he decided to nullify his rishus, and now he's making chazakah and taking it back. But if it was by mistake, Habuda's not concerned like a mayor. We're not going to, you know, permit the mistake case and then come to permit the intentional case. No, we'll permit the mistake case, and we're not concerned about the intentional case. Because when the intentional case comes up, we'll know that it's prohibited. And therefore, only he'll ask her b'mezid when it's on purpose. But b'shogeg, if the guy only did it by mistake, and really he didn't want to, you know, nullify his, he really didn't want to retract from the nullification they did to his courtyard, he wants it to stay bittul so the community can use it, then in it also doesn't, you know, prohibit the, community, and they can make the Erev, and it's not a problem. So this would be the machlokas according to Reb Meir, and according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir says both a mazid and a shogeg is gonna ruin the Erev, and Reb Yehuda is gonna say only a mazid will ruin the Erev, but not a shogeg. Mishnah Hey. Our Mishnah begins with a small introduction, and we're going to discuss people of a mavoi, of an alleyway. Let's just say they had some kind of partnership with a certain kind of food regarding business, nothing to do with Shabbos. So when they make a shituf, when they're making a partnership for Shabbos to combine all the alleyways, do they have to use another type of food, or could they use the same food that they have for their business partnership? Because the Gemara explains that dafka by shitufim mavos, you can make this sheet of this partnership to combine all the alleyways to carry on Shabbos with really any kind of food. But in Erev Chatzeros, when you're making Erev for the courtyards, you could only use bread. And the reason is that by Erev Chatzeros, it represents a dira, a dwelling place. It's more settled than just an alleyway. And since people, you know, normally, bread is what represents, you know, the home, represents dwelling. So if you want to make all the courtyards as one, so then you can only use bread. But alleyways are alleyways. And if you want to combine all the alleyways together, then you can really use any kind of food. So what happens, though, if you make a shitufi mavos, you combine all the alleyways with bread, right? We know you could combine all the alleyways with any kind of food. What if you use bread? So then you actually don't have to make ein tzrich in the arve, you don't have to make an erev chateris at all. Because once you do bread for the alleyways, it'll serve for the courtyards as well. Want to do it for the shtufi mavos, it'll serve for the shtufi chateris as well. But if you use a different kind of food for your aval mishtatzev b'maichel acher, use a different kind of food for your erev mavos, then you're still going to have to go ahead and use bread when you make the erev chateros. We don't rely on the erev of the mavos in order that people shouldn't forget the rules of erev. We don't want people to forget the laws that erev chateros requires bread. Erev mavos could use any kind of food. So there's a number of concepts here. Erev Chatzeros, you always need bread. Shitufim Mavos could really be with any food. And if you use bread, then it'll even take care of the Erev Chatzeros as well. And then we're going to have the question now of what if you already have a Shitufim Mavos, a partnership with alleyways for business with some kind of food, can you pass it on to Shabbos and not go ahead and make an additional Erev? So that being said, let's go ahead and begin the Mishnah. If you have an owner, they had a partnership with the neighbors of the mavoi of the alleyway in business. They had a partnership, nothing to do with the Erev. Lezebiyain, lezebiyain, with this one with wine, and with that one with wine, all in one jar, with one barrel. So then, if that's the case, enu tzrichim la'arev, they don't have to make a shitufi mavoz, an extra shituf for Shabbos. Why? Shayayin amashutuf, because the wine that's already partnering them all up for business will work for Shabbos as well. Since it's all in one barrel and they're doing it for business, so they're partners, they'll be partners for Shabbos also, and they can carry in their alleyways. But what about Lezeb Yain and Lezeb Shemen? So if he has a partnership, one guy with wine and one guy with oil, to one with wine, one with oil. So since now you have two separate minim, you have two separate species, right? The wine's gonna be in one jug and the oil's gonna be in another jug. So if you Lezeb Yain and Lezeb Yain, so now, even not just if it's wine to one guy in one jug and oil to one guy in another jug, even if it's wine and wine, but they're in two separate jugs, now, tzrichim la'ari, very nice for business, they have this partnership, but it's not going to help for Shabbos, because for Shabbos, you have to have it all in one barrel. So when they're in one barrel for business, then it'll work for Shabbos, you don't have to make another error for the shtufim mavos. But when they're in two barrels, even if it's wine and wine, it'll work for business, but not for Shabbos, and you have to make a new Erev for the Erev Mavos, the Shtufim Mavos, I'm sorry, to combine the alleyways for Shabbos. That's the Shita of the Tanakhama, the opinion of the Tanakhama. Whereas Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Echadzeh, the Echadzeh, whether this one or that one, Bein Shu Shutuf L'Zeb Yain, whether he has a partnership with wine to this guy and to that guy with wine, or whether he has this guy with wine and this guy with oil, one jug, two jugs, doesn't matter. If you did it for business, you see their partnership, they're all combined, then Einam Tzvichim La'arev, you don't have to make an additional area for Shutufim Mavos, for combining the alleyways for Shabbos, and all the alleyways are connected, and you can rely on this partnership that they have during the week for business, and it'll work for Shabbos, and then therefore you can carry in the alleyways. And that would be the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And that wraps up Mishnah Hay.